Marietta is losing a large employer following last month's tornado. An update on the case involving an OSU fraternity and a dead Longhorn, and a commissioning team is in place for the USS Oklahoma. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 29th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Dollar Tree Distribution Center in Marietta is permanently closing after sustaining extensive damage from an EF4 tornado in April. A company spokesperson said the facility is unable to be reopened in the foreseeable future, and the decision has been made to shut down the warehouse. More than 450 people worked at the distribution center. Four Oklahoma State University students pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges for a prank last year that involved a dead Longhorn. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fethi-Pure has more on the plea agreement with Payne County prosecutors.
Bennett Fady, Luke Ackerley, Brody Shelby, and Andrew King were charged after placing a dead Longhorn on the lawn of the farmhouse fraternity. The carcass was placed the day before OSU was set to play the University of Texas in the Big 12 championship football game. The Longhorn is the mascot of the University of Texas. All four agreed to a one-year deferred sentence, which includes a $500 fine, 200 hours of community service, drug and alcohol evaluations, and a 1,000-word essay. The men are former members of the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity, which police say was engaged in an ongoing prank war with Farmhouse. Alpha Gamma Rho announced in a statement the four charged in the incident have been suspended from the fraternity. I'm Anusha Fethi-Pure.
Funding negotiations are wrapping up at the state capitol, and lawmakers have settled on this year's education budget. But as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, they've added stipulations on that spending that could stifle State Superintendent Ryan Walters' media campaigns.
The House and Senate Joint Committees on Appropriations and Budget advanced Senate Bill 1122 Monday, which implements the $3.86 billion education budget agreement reached last week, but also included our stipulations on the State Department's spending. OSDE can't refuse to apply for federal grants the state has been receiving, and the money can't be spent on securing media interviews or public relations unless required for federal grants. Walters came under fire after a recent Oklahoma Watch investigation revealed he used state funds to pay for national public relations campaigns, anti-teacher union videos, and political op-eds. Here's House A&B Education Subcommittee Chair, more Republican Mark McBride.
That needs to stop. That kind of conduct needs to stop. And I think that any person in the legislature would agree with that.
The bill now heads to the chamber's floors. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Construction on the Navy's new Virginia-class nuclear submarine, USS Oklahoma, continues on the East Coast. As KGOU's Logan Layden reports, Governor Kevin Stitt has announced the creation of the boat's commissioning committee.
Governor Stitt and the state's U.S. senators will serve as honorary chairs. The committee includes Greg Slavonic, executive director of the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs, whose wife, Molly, is the vessel's official sponsor. A press release from Stitt says one of the first orders of business for the commission is to develop scholarship opportunities for the Oklahoma sailors looking to further their education while serving. The submarine is expected to go into service in 2027, and will be the first U.S. Navy vessel to carry the name Oklahoma since the battleship Oklahoma was sunk by the Japanese surprise attack at Pearl Harbor more than 80 years ago. I'm Logan Layden.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.